The Symphony of Northwest Arkansas returns this week, performing a little Schumann and also Chopin's second piano concerto with guest pianist Andrew Tyson. I had a chance to speak with Andrew Tyson ahead of the performance. He actually was in the group to select the Steinway that's currently at the Walton Arts Center. And when I talked to him, he said he's excited to try out the piano and he felt like it'd be a real test because they were looking for a piano that would be intimate but perform well in that space. So now he gets to try it out himself. Let's hear more in his own words from Andrew Tyson, guest pianist at the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas concert this weekend. He'll be playing Chopin's second piano concerto. So we talked all about Chopin. I wanted to know when he first knew about Chopin.
I suppose for me, my first kind of formative memory with Chopin came when I was 14. My teacher at the time presented me with a CD of Alfred Cortot, the great French pianist, interpreting Chopin's Preludes and Ballades. And it's at that point that I was not only introduced to Chopin, not for the first time, but Chopin has played in the style of pianists of the early 20th century with this kind of individuality and poetry and freedom that we don't hear too often these days. I really think that you can't understand Chopin fully without understanding that early style of pianism that comes directly out of the tradition, the piano playing tradition of the 19th century.
Now let's speak to this concerto versus the smaller works and how maybe that shows a different side of Chopin.
Both piano concertos were written when Chopin was around 21 years old, or 19 even, I think. And they were written really as vehicles for his own concerts. And of course, Chopin actually famously did not give many concerts in his lifetime. I think the number is less than 50, actually. And yet he was revered as a pianist. So those few concerts that he gave must have been really striking. I suppose the difference between the concertos and his miniatures is that the lines are a bit longer in the concertos. One of the lovely opening themes that the piano plays after the orchestra tutti is really reminiscent of some of the opening melodies of, let's say, Mozart concertos, some very long kind of arching themes, whereas, you know, if you have just a prelude that's 1 minute long, there's not even time to develop the long theme. Suppose greater virtuosity, if he was writing these as a young man trying to show his stuff.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me, and we're excited to have you here in Fayetteville performing with the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas.